Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Have you ever received some mail, or perhaps you've opened it online and seen your credit card debt and you get that sinking feeling in your belly like, oh my God, this is getting bigger and bigger? Or perhaps you've got personal debt, some student loan debt, your mortgage debt, your car debt, and some credit card debt, and you're just feeling weighed down by that like an anchor. And you're not too sure how to get out of it, and you don't really know where to start, but you really, really, really want to release the burden that you're carrying. If that's you, then this episode is designed for you. It's called How to Reduce Your Debt in 4 Simple Steps. And I realized on the show, I haven't actually done an episode. I thought I had. After almost 200 episodes, I thought I had done an episode on how to pay off debt faster. But I don't think I have. And so I wanted to give you this, you know, 4 or 5 steps really as to how to pay off debt effectively, because I think it is such a big thing. I have encountered people every so often that have over $80,000 in credit card debt. And I have encountered people who are, you know, carrying a bit more debt than what they please. And they do feel like they want a plan. And, you know, Dave Ramsey is one, the one that is known for debt, like don't touch debt. But of course, I mean, I've got my own little strategy here as to how I've paid off debt in the past. And once upon a time, I did feel like I had too much credit card debt back in 2008, 2009. I realized I was just biting off more than I could chew. And I really wanted to get rid of that. So this plan is really simple, but it only works when you do. And let me tell you something about debt repayment. It's really boring and laborious. And it's really just paying off someone else and to, you know, stop becoming their money tree. Because when you have debt, you're someone else's money tree. And so it is boring. It is laborious. It's very unsexy. But having less debt will make you feel, it'll alleviate a lot of pressure that you're carrying, a lot of anxieties. And so I wanted to put this in place for you so you can rely on it and perhaps follow it and tick things off as you go. And it came about because someone the other day DM'd me on Instagram and said, I'm just completely cooked with credit card debt. I don't know how to get out of it. I was thinking, far out. Like, it's actually quite simple. But I want to do this episode for you. So if you're someone who's swimming your debt, a couple of things first. One, you'll realize that credit card debt is, if you have carrying like $5, $10K, $15K, the reality is the interest cost of that on a monthly basis is not radical. Like, it feels heavy, but the truth of the matter is the interest is not that high on it, particularly if you're someone who is earning a fairly good amount of income. So just be careful you're not carrying a burden that doesn't really exist for you. You know, the interest cost is not always that high. But if you're someone who's got arguable income and you're like, you know, not quite at 6 figures and you have accidentally bit off more than you can chew when it comes to your debt levels, I do want to make sure you know how to get out of that. And it is simple. So here we go, right? Four steps. There is probably 5, but we can wrap them up in 4 steps, all right? So the 4 steps to repaying your debt faster. Or 4 steps to paying off debt faster. Ready? Step number 1. What you really want to do is you want to just list them all. And I know that seems ridiculously simple, but the other day when I was talking to this chap on Instagram, he just couldn't even list them. So list your debts from highest debt to lowest debt, okay? And then put next to them the interest rate that is attached to that debt. And even people don't even know what that is. And you may be listening to this thinking, oh my God, I don't even know what my interest rate is on my debt. Well, this is your sign to go and fix it. Sit down quietly. What did Pascal say? Man's problems arise from his inability to sit quietly in a room alone. And if you do this for 15 minutes or 30 minutes and sit down quietly, look at all your credit card statements, look at all your debts from biggest to lowest, and put the interest rate next to them. Now, next to that column, put the amount of interest you're committed to pay and obligated to pay each month for that particular debt. So for example, if your highest debt is $10,000 on a credit card debt and your interest is 17%, then you can see very clearly that every single year you're going to pay $1,700 a year in interest if you carry that balance. And if you divide that by 12, you're going to get roughly, what, $125 a month or $150 a month in interest. See, it's not a lot, but it is still there. And so if you're wanting to put that money into investments instead to grow your own money tree, then of course paying off debt's a wonderful idea. But list them first. Highest to lowest, put the interest rate next to them and put the amount of interest you're obligated to pay each month. That'll alleviate some anxiety because it'll give you a clear picture of where you're currently at. And you might perhaps sigh a bit of relief thinking, okay, now I'm here, I know what I have here, okay? That's step one. This is why it could be a five-step plan. So then we go into the four steps of getting rid of it, right? So the first step, I would say the pre-step, is to just figure out what you got, okay? Now, next step, it's called refinance, okay? So this is where you can restructure it or refinance. Now, the first step you may want to take, if possible, depending where you live and what's available to you, you can actually get, and depending on the size of your debt, you can actually get an interest-free credit card for a year. So a lot of these banks, they have these teaser rates where you can have an interest-free credit card for a year. And the whole idea of this is to actually take that card out and use the entire amount and draw down and pay off the high interest credit card debt for a year. So you give yourself a year of interest free. So say for example, that $10,000 credit card debt attracting $1,700 a year in interest payments, okay, you can actually, you can take, instead of paying the interest of $1,700, you can put the whole $1,700 you would have paid in interest and you can pay that off the principal for that year because you're not attracting any interest on that particular card. So that's the first step. Use the no interest card to pay off the high interest card. The debt's still there, but you get a holiday period of interest for a year. But a word of warning, do not do that and then go off and buy something with it and then have to pay it afterwards and you've missed your chance. You've got a window of a year to make a dent in this card, okay? So do that first. Alternatively, you can actually see, subject to what your bank is allowing you to do and what you want to do personally, but you possibly could roll your credit card debt, if it's high interest, into your mortgage debt, and you can refinance with home equity and drop your 70% interest down to 6%, depending on what your mortgage debt is. That's a possibility as well. Okay, now if you've got an offset account and you've got cash sitting in there, and you've got, you know, all the cash you've got sitting in your offset account, you can, is attracting a 6% return. You can take that and pay your credit card off 17%. Paying 17% off debt, paying off 17% debt is better than paying off 6% debt. Obviously, right? Almost three times better. So you can do that too. It blows me away when some people have like 50 grand sitting off their offset account and they've got this massive credit card debt. I'm like, why are you putting the money into a small, you know, low cost debt when you can pay off the high cost debt? Does that make sense? And then, of course, you can ask your credit card provider if they have a hardship program for you to engage. Okay, so that's some sort of restructuring process where they say, look, hey, can you give us some and what can you give us? You know, just be careful with your credit score when you do that. But that's phase one, to see how you can restructure the credit card debt if you're carrying it so it's actually going to be less of a burden for you. Okay, step number two, here's where it gets spicy and you can pay your entire credit card off very quickly doing this. It is asset sales, fire sales, go, 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 you're in crisis. This is what companies do when they hit a real problem and they're carrying too much debt, they've got to sell assets. So here's how you do it personally. Sell items in your house on Facebook Marketplace and use all the proceeds to pay off your debt. Sell your car, downsize, just sell what you need to, downsize your car, sell things in your house, whatever you can, just raise the capital very quickly by selling. Okay, I had a student in our program once, he had £16,000 worth of credit card debt. He said, I'd like to pay this off in the next 12 months. I said, what about the next 4 weeks? He said, how am I going to do that? I said, what do you got you can sell? He ended up actually selling his car and then downsizing his car to a more affordable car, and he took the proceeds and he paid off half the debt in 4 weeks. So you can do that too, right? No one's stopping you. Don't wait for permission. Go, okay? Step number three, cost cut and automate. So obviously sit down and figure out every month, and I've spoken about doing an audit every month on your accounts in the show, and now you sit down and you go through it and you think, okay, what can I cut? And you start cutting things out and dropping your costs and you're putting the savings each month into your credit card or debt repayment. Does that make sense? So you can pay your debt off faster doing that, okay? Obviously very effective when you can move money you're spending here on Uber Eats and put it into paying your credit card debt off. Okay, this is called changing your behavior. And most people don't need a money management system, they need a behavior management system. And part of the process of looking at your bank statements on a monthly basis is to look at your behavior and shift where you're spending your money and put it into your credit card debt. Now, some people can set up micro investing apps and you can start doing that to build up some capital, take it out and pay off your debt, right? That, well, however you can create extra savings that you're not creating right now to pay off your debt, do it. And phase four or step four is to abstain from accumulating credit card debt if you cannot control it and handle it. I'm all for credit cards that attract points. We have one, I pay it off every month and we clear it, you know, and if you can do that and, you know, use it like a debit card, it makes a lot of sense. But if you can't control it and it's a slippery slope for you and you lose control, then you're not to be trusted. Just cut them up and don't use them and create your own emergency fund and your own credit card and call it a debit account and just have spare cash sitting there for emergencies. And if you need to do that, do that, okay? But of course, don't feel like you're boxed in to just paying your credit card off in the longest amount of time possible. Like if you've got $5,000 worth of credit card debt or $10,000 worth of credit card debt and you don't want to have debt anymore, don't say, oh, I'd like to pay it off the next 18 months. You can, but if it's really sagging on you and you're really worried about it, go and make some money. Go, like my wife's talking about like how she's getting pinged left, right, and center by looking after dogs and the Porsche app and the Mad Paws app. I reckon she could make $3,000 or $4,000 over Christmas just doing that. There's so many ways you can make money. You don't have to pay the credit card debt off in 18 months or 2 years. You can do it this week. Just go. Like, go and spend your time figuring out how to make more money. If you have to do overtime, do overtime. You had another second job, get a second job. You have to sell stuff, sell stuff. But for goodness sake, if it's really burdening you, go and get rid of it and make it a focused effort. But here are four steps you can do now to pay it off faster. Don't muck around, don't whinge and whine, don't sit in the pit and worry and whine and carry on about it. Get into action. I've said before, action takers are money makers. The reason why people do not get in front of their money is because they're lazy, they muck around, and they just whinge and whine and worry. And the more you think, the less you do. The less you do, the more you think. The more you think, the less you do. So start doing, because the more you do, the less you think. The less you think, the more you do. And it's action taking that moves things in finances, okay? So get off your butt and implement these four steps. And if it's a burden, pay it off. And once it's paid off, if you can't be trusted, cut it up. And that's it, okay? You don't need the flashy new car. You don't need all these things you're putting on credit card. You just don't need it, right? Be happy with less, just for a period of time to get ahead. All right, but definitely if you listen to this episode and you still don't have a plan to pay off debt, then you're living in on another planet. There is no sexy way to pay it off. This is it. This is it. Right? Now, of course, once you've paid one card off, you got more, snowboard into the next one. Pay that off. Snowball into the next one. And if you're carrying mortgage debt and it's not killing you, don't worry about it. Pay that off over time. It's the same as renting, right? Unless it's debilitatingly crippling you, don't worry so much about it, okay? I think the government recently in Australia, certainly, but also in the States, have implemented, you know, student repayment of debt. Like, it's amazing what's coming to students who are carrying debt. So that can happen too. You know, but don't worry over debt that's not a burden. So if you've got $2,000 credit card debt and it's not really attracting a problem, forget, don't worry about it so much, okay? But it's only if it's becoming a real issue for you, like if it's sinking your ship, that's a problem. And if it is, get after it with these four steps. And I hope you've enjoyed the episode. If you have, share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it. And of course, leave us a five-star review if you're enjoying the show. Go check out the show note links. There's links there to our book, Money Buys Happiness, book.com. That's a great first step to improve your financial education. And of course, in there is our Telegram channel, LloydsTelegram.com. Go to LloydsTelegram.com, daily money tips. And of course, share the episode to your Instagram feed and I'll reshare it back. But I hope you're enjoying the show. And I look forward to talking to you in the next episode of the Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.